you've been credited as a great negotiator. Since we're in Iraq and we can't just leave tomorrow, what are your thoughts with what's the best solution?
There is no good solution, of course. There have been a series of major errors by the administration, beginning back before the conflict and continuing, indeed, accelerating after the combat phase ended. But as you rightly suggest in the question, we're there and we have to deal with the situation as it exists, including the consequences of all of the errors that have been made. The first thing, of course, is to scale back the unrealistic expectations and assumptions with which we entered the conflict. Now, with the benefit of hindsight, we can see that they were right about Saddam, but they were wrong about everything else. I think now we have to try to establish a circumstance in which the people of Iraq have a reasonable and fair chance to decide their future for themselves. It will be far from perfect, but it can be done, and then they'll have to deal with the consequences, first of the Constitution that they've apparently approved this week, the upcoming parliamentary election, and the pressures and forces pulling them apart, competing with the pressures to stay together. If we're fortunate, there'll be a form of democracy. It won't be American-style democracy. Unfortunately, it's almost certain that if there is a democratic election, it'll be a Shia government, and almost certainly a Shia government very close to Iran, just precisely at the moment when we confront Iran over its nuclear ambitions. So we're going to have a lot of a problem and turbulence in the area. I think what it will enable us to do if we can withdraw in this circumstance, that is, with the Iraqis having a reasonable degree of security, and an ability to decide the future for themselves, we can concentrate on the two major objectives, one of which is dealing directly with al-Qaeda and the other terrorist organizations, which this war has diverted us from, and secondly, to make a major and persevering effort to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which is the central problem in the region, always has been, and is a primary source of hostility to the United States, which is now so widespread all over the world, and particularly in the Muslim world.
I'd like to talk about negotiations related to something that you were heavily involved in, Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. South Africa's president has said that what has taken place there, that Northern Ireland can learn from it and serve as an example. Do you agree with what Thabo Mbeki has said? And maybe you can talk about what yet needs to happen there.
I do agree with President Mbeki. There's been a long history of cooperative effort and exchanges between South Africa and Northern Ireland. One of the principal lessons, of course, is that you've got to draw everybody into the political, hopefully politically democratic process, and to keep them involved, to persuade people that they can more realistically advance their political objectives through peaceful and democratic means than they can through the use of violence and terror. I think that lesson has been learned in Northern Ireland. The Secretary of State for Northern Ireland of the British government has just made a statement with respect to the most recent report on IRA activities, and they appear to be at least moving in the direction of living up to the agreements that they've made. They have placed their weapons beyond use. They've agreed not to engage in any of the activities in which they were previously engaging. That's a significant step. By itself, it won't solve the problem. There's a long way to go, but it takes quite a long time to implement peace agreements and to change what's in people's hearts and minds. You can reach agreements, you can rebuild physical structures, but the most important and the most difficult task is to change what is in people's hearts and minds. That's a long-term process. It's now underway in Northern Ireland, and I'm gratified at the way things are going, but no one should delude themselves to believe that all of the problems are resolved.